Hi, Adal. How was the show?
Well, it was with Justin Mohadeb, and he is a Ranger. He's a fan of the show.
Excellent.
He's been wanting to be on the program. I keep saying, we'll get you on.
And we did.
And then we finally did.
And when I say we, I mean you.
Right. And when I say we, he listens to your podcast.
Oh.
And he likes it a lot.
Oh, good. Well,
yeah.
I'm glad.
Video games and ethics, everybody. Ethics and video games is actually how it goes. And I famously asked you what day of the week it came out, and you said, huh.
Hmm.
Anyway, so Justin, big fan of the MCU.
Oh, yes.
Also just fan of the big M.
Oh, okay. As are we all.
And he read something when he was a ute, when he was a child, called Oham something. It was essentially an encyclopedia of all of the people that are in the Marvel Universe.
Oh,
comic
okay.
book, and I wondered if you had read it.
Well, I mean, when I was growing up in the 80s, mm-hmm. they published a monthly, like for 2 years, I think. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was just 1 year, but it was a monthly, basically a dictionary of the Marvel Universe, so like character by character by character,
That's what this was.
It was like 22 pages in a comic.
And he had an acronym for it.
Okay.
And it ended with MU, I believe.
Okay. Handbook of the Marvel Universe, I think is what it was called.
Yeah, that's it. Nice. It's something like that. Handbook is right. Marvel Universe is right.
Right.
And he said that we barely scratched the surface. Big fan of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., much like ourselves.
Okay, good, good.
Big fan of WandaVision and Falcon Winter Soldier, and he loves Loki. We're just 3 episodes in. I was like, I don't know, what's happening?
Right, three episodes in, and I really liked episode 2.
He really liked episode 3.
Oh, okay, well, good.
He said that it reminded him of when two people are chained together and they escape from prison.
Right.
And he loved how it ended, episode 3.
Okay.
And he's like, oh, what's going to happen?
What's going to happen next?
You know, it did feel kind of, it does have that sort of serial, mm-hmm. the kind of Indiana Jones kind of feel that
Lucas was going after.
Yeah, that's,
from the old serials from like the Lone Ranger and those sorts of days. Yeah. Where it just kept going.
Right.
Like
right.
Episode to episode, you would resolve the cliffhanger and then set up the next cliffhanger.
He
and
said
go.
That they greenlit second season of Loki.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
So it's ongoing, which Tom Hiddleston deserves all good things.
Well, yes.
And but he said mm-hmm. that back in the early aughts, he was reading a thing when they changed the look of Nick Fury to Sam Jackson.
Yep.
And the theory was that they okayed it with Sam Jackson. And then later he read that they did not okay it with Sam Jackson, but Sam Jackson said that he was a fan of comic books. And why don't they cast him? And so they did. And this led to a fascinating.
Oh, interesting. Because I always thought that happened in the other way around.
How so?
I always thought that they cast him and Ooh. Then the comic books went, oh, that's actually a better look for him than what we had before. So let's go ahead and bring that look into the second unit. Remember they had the Ultimate Universe and he was the
right.
And he was the Nick Fury of the Ultimate Universe.
That's what Justin was explaining to me, that he was the Nick Fury of the Ultimate Universe.
But I didn't realize that they had cast him in the comic books first.
Yeah.
And they'd made him look that way in the comics first and then cast him in the movies.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. And then he said, you saw Spider-Man Home Alone, right? And I said, yes. He said, so at the end of Spider-Man Home Alone, Nick Fury is Talos. Talos is Nick Fury. Does that mean, how long has he been Nick Fury? Where the hell is Nick Fury? And is Maria Hill even real? And or has she always been that other Skrull? And I was like, Maria Hill is real because I need Maria Hill to be real because Maria Hill is awesome. and he's like, she's probably real. And anyway, it was fascinating. It went on,
mm-hmm.
and we.
My excitement for the Marvel Cinematic Universe is just simmering, just like. It's like flames on my face.
There's so much to it. There's no end. That's why you can't have an hour-long Dork Forest about it,
right,
with fans of our type.
Right.
We must go to seventh level.
Yes, we should. We really need to do it.
Podcast seventh level, Paige Branson, also a ranger of the Dork Forest. It's a great episode, though.